Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
ready. Here we go. Here we go. I'm ready. Oh, 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 oh. Come on. Come on, y'all. Y'all ready? I know I am. I'm geeked up for this one. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Get up. Get up. That is the way we like to do it, isn't it? That's how we do it, right? Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in at any time and comment on today's episode. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, or even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Now, guys, again, before we get into the show, we're going to do a word of the day. Our word of the day today is officious. Officious. O-F-F-I-C-I-O-U-S. Officious. Officious is an adjective, and it means volunteering one's services where they are neither asked nor needed. Meddlesome, being meddlesome, uninformal, or unofficial. So, officious means volunteering one's services where they are neither asked nor needed. So, I tell you guys, don't be officious to anyone. You know, you volunteer your services to someone, and they don't need those services. Don't badger them about it. Let them have it. Don't be officious. Okay? That's a great word. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Please call in and give your opinion about today's episode. Today's episode is entitled, At What Age Do Men and Women Stop Giving and Receiving? Passion marks. At what age? I mean, you know, when you think about it, passion marks. And some people call them hickeys or whatever, passion mark, hickey, sucking on the neck. I don't know what you call it. But we used to call them passion marks when I was growing up. And passion marks was something that you did to a girlfriend or a boyfriend when you guys were, quote-unquote, dating. Before I get into this, I want to let you guys know that these are my opinions, okay? It's not something I read out of a book or read online or anything like that. These are my opinions, and I'm entitled to my opinion on my show, right? So don't send me all these emails and messages and stuff saying, Frank, you crazy, you saying some crazy stuff. Don't do that. It's my opinion. If you want to give your opinion, call into the show, and I'll put you on the air, okay? But before I get into the show, I wanted to send a special shout-out to a good friend of mine whose birthday is today, Mr. James Carlisle. James, happy birthday to you. If you're listening to the show, happy birthday. Hope you're having fun. And I hope things go well for you tonight. So take care of yourself. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do. All right? Don't do anything that I wouldn't do. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode, now, guys, is entitled, At What Age Do Men and Women Stop Giving and Receiving Passion Marks? Now, I have a caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello, Frank. This is Norman Hardaway calling from Trenton, New Jersey. You know, I don't know if you got the message, but, you know, I live in Jersey now, so, you know, I'm a little bit close to Atlanta, but I ain't in Atlanta yet. But making on down to the pike, man. I'm trying.
Yeah. What's going on, Art?
Ain't nothing, man. You know, on your topic, I'm black. You know, I'm triple black, so I can't get passion marks. But I never gave them anyway because you know that be fellas who I mean, you know, I don't need nobody to know my business. You know, who I done did that and other. So you know. For a woman, I think it's, back in our day, you know, you would be viewed, as loose, this, that, and other. And, for a man, you know, you'd be like, oh, wow, he must have got something the other night. Yeah, you know, but, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a subject that, I know you got young daughters and, it's a good subject to bring up and get some feedback on because, you know, I know you probably got a few shotgun, I know you got some bullets. So I know if your dogs come in the house with some passion marks, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. You're right. I got some shotguns. I got some rifles. And I got some bullets. What else I need? Hey, so, I'm going to hit in on that a little bit. And we gonna see how the rest of the show go.
Exactly.
All right, bud. Well, hey, tell Tracy I said hello and stay in touch now. I heard you called the wife the other day for the wish her happy birthday. I appreciate that, bud.
Hey, man, you know, ain't no problem. You know, that's my look. You know, that, you know, Ray say, boy, if Hart don't do nothing, he's going to call you on your birthday. He's going to make call you. But, Facebook, you know, we getting old. So Facebook helped me out a lot, you know, send me the reminders and stuff. So, you know, it's all in good, you know, good friendship, you know.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate that, Hart, and stay on the line, man. Keep listening to the show.
Okay.
All right, take care. So, again, guys, that's exactly where I was going with, you know, at what age do men and women stop giving and receiving passion mark. Because, you know, like the caller said, we did that in high school, okay? And, I'm trying to say this right, but, it didn't necessarily have to be where you guys were intimate or you had sex with a female or vice versa, a female had a sex with a male, you know. I mean, that's the premise behind having a passion mark on you, being able to see a passion mark on someone. That's the premise behind it, that, you know, they may have had sex last night. They had, you know, you had some kind of relations, okay? That's the deal. You had some kind of relation the night before or the day before. Now, the reason I say that, what age do you stop? Because I saw someone today. This young lady may be 35 years old, got 3 kids, husband, right? She had a passion mark on her neck, all right? She wasn't ashamed of it at all. I noticed it. You know, and then she got a little ashamed of it. And but what I'm saying is, I mean, I'm 50 years old. I that's not my thing anymore. Okay? Actually, I don't even think about doing something like that anymore or allowing something like that to happen to me anymore. I don't even believe my wife thinks about that anymore. And so, you know, my thing is, I guess maybe that as I've gotten older and that isn't something that I want to do. Because, you know, you think about it, a lot of times women put, you know, perfume and all this kind of stuff on their necks. So that's not something that I'd be interested in tasting, is perfume. That's one thing. But when you think about a passion mark, you know, like you said, like the caller said, that was a sign that if a girl, a young lady had a passion mark in high school, it was like, okay, she pretty loose. Or she, you know, she having sex. See, that's the premise behind the passion mark. Okay? That's the premise behind the passion mark. But when, you know, when you think about a grown woman or a grown man having a passion mark and them having kids, okay, I can't say I look for that on my mom, but I never known my mom to have a passion mark, okay? And my mom, you know, she got divorced at an early age for me, and she dated a couple of men on and off here and there, but I never known her to have a passion mark, okay? So, and I think because of that, I probably, once I got to high school and knew what a passion mark was, probably would have said, would have thought, anyway, I probably wouldn't have said it, but I would have thought that my mom had been having sex, right? Because that was our premise behind a passion mark. That's what we thought a passion mark meant. That you had sex last night or yesterday, okay, or whenever, right? So, but like I said, at what age do you stop doing that? You know, if that's something that you like, then maybe you can have someone, you know, put that on you in a different, on a different part of your body, okay, rather than your neck. But you know, hey, to each his own, right? Maybe that's where she likes. Maybe that's where she likes to be touched, or maybe that's like that's where because get this now, a passion mark is a sort of a vampire move. Okay, it's a you have to actually suck on the skin or pull on the skin to make that mark, and it's you know, and the mark comes from blood being right there in that area. Okay, so you know, hey, she want a vampire on her neck. She got it. I got a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, I'd rather not give my name, but I'm calling from Atlanta. And I just want to say that I don't think that passion marks indicate sex. I think it's just the opposite. You know, they didn't have sex because they were too busy sucking on each other's necks. So, you know, I think it showed that maybe some kissing and foreplay was going on. I think that's why kids normally have passion marks. But grown folks usually don't spend a whole lot of time doing all that kind of foreplay. So I think that's another reason you don't see a lot of passion marks on grown folks because they done moved on to a different base. And like that caller said, you know, I guess it kind of depends on your complexion if you had that issue. You know, people with a darker skin tone, you know, they could have passion marks. But I disagree, though. You could see it even on a darker skin tone because, I mean, people bruise. They look like bruises.
Right.
So,
right.
So I think they show up regardless of your complexion. I've seen dark people with them things on their neck too, but I see them, I just think of, you know, somebody that's a little bit more immature when it comes to sex, and you know, they that's about how far they went, you know, just the kissing and sucking on necks. I don't really think it indicates that they were sexually active.
So now, did you get passion marks when you were coming up, or do you get them now?
I recall the host having a lot of passion marks when I first met him. So maybe you can answer that question.
The host? What do you mean the host?
Frank Williams, when he went to high school, we used to see him in the hall. He used to have passion marks all up and down his neck.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, caller. Keep listening to the show, okay? But anyway, that's what happens when, you know, that. You know, I don't know what that caller was talking about, but what age do men and women stop giving and receiving passion marks? At what age? The question. You know, I have to call a backup on the show from New Jersey. Caller, you're back on the show. You're live on the Frank Williams Show. Go ahead. You have another comment?
What happened was I lost connection, so I just hit, but I, you know, I just called back in. So
okay, but all right.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I say you gonna be drunk tonight, bro.
Say what? Say what?
I think you gonna be in trouble tonight, man.
Come on, man. I'll talk to you later. Anyway, so you know we. Hey, I'm trying to get back on this subject now. At what age? What age do you think it should be stopped? You know, I think it, you know, once you get through high school and through college, and I mean, but I don't know. Like I said, this is my opinion. And when you get to a point where you and your spouse, once you get married. And you and your spouse, if that's something that she or he likes, okay, you with me? If that's something that he or she likes, then, hey, you know, go for it. I mean, if If she likes for you to suck on her neck, then suck on her neck. If you know, if he likes for you to suck on his neck, then suck on his neck. Right? I mean, get the sweat and the perfume and everything in your mouth, but, you know, all I'm saying is that's not something that I don't believe most grown up to anymore. You know, it, like I said, this young lady, 35 years old, got 3 kids. And like I said, now the premise behind a passion mark when we were growing up, and I mean, y'all tell me if I'm wrong now, but the premise behind a passion mark when we were growing up is that that person had, you know, and they like to call it, say, maybe not had sex, but, you know, hey, you know, they may have been mighty close, right? Or something like that. And you know, when that happens, then, you know, you think of it as someone has had sex with that other person who did that to them. And that's the way we thought. So, you know, I think it's a lot of different variables to this that we could come up with. But at the same time, I don't think it's something, and it's my opinion, guys, I don't think it's something that a woman or a man can be open to with their kids. Okay, and as far as I'm saying open to, and I don't know what I'm actually, how I'm trying to say this, but I'm just saying you have kids that are, you know, I think the kids in middle school and high school and on know exactly what a passion mark is. I think they know. So if you have a middle school kid that sees you with a passion mark on your neck, they think, hey, they gonna, you know, the first thing gonna be out their mouth is, ooh, mama, what you got on your neck? Daddy, what's that on your neck? They're gonna ask the question. Okay? They're gonna ask that question. So you have to be ready to answer that question and know what to say. I don't know what you're gonna say. I don't know what you're gonna say to that question from your kid. Now, I got about almost 2 minutes left in the show, and what I'm going to do starting tomorrow, or maybe the end of the week, maybe on Friday, or maybe next week even, I'm going to start to incorporate some Christmas music into the show. Now, I'm not talking about Bing Crosby and all this type stuff. I'm talking about some good Christmas music. Some Christmas music that I grew up on anyway. I mean, it's my show, so it's going to be some Christmas music that I grew up on. I'm going to start putting that out there and start to get my audience right into the Christmas spirit. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and join me tomorrow, same place, same time now, 6:30 p.m. We've changed the time now, 6:30 p.m. over the next few weeks. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and let's stay go. Warm.
Hey, girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's say welcome. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Here is my number, girl, you can call me, and don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.